efforts. The United Nations chief has launched a $397 million appeal to help nearly 5 million survivors of last week's devastating earthquake in rebel-held northwest Syria, those who've received very little assistance. Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced the appeal a day after he welcomed an agreement between the UN and Syria's president to open two new crossing points from Turkey to deliver aid. At this point, the number of people dead from both countries now surpasses 41,000. In a surprise move, Scotland's first minister for 8-plus years announced Wednesday she is stepping down from her post. Nicola Sturgeon said she knew it was time.
Part of serving well would be to know, almost instinctively, when the time is right to make way for someone else. And when that time came, to have the courage to do so, even if to many across the country and in my party, it might feel too soon. In my head and in my heart, I know that time is now.
She said she will stay on until a successor is named. One of the 12 boys rescued from a flooded clay cave in Thailand in 2018, after being trapped for more than 2 weeks, has died in England, where he was attending a sports academy, the foundation sponsoring his studies said Wednesday. The 17-year-old was found unconscious in his room on Sunday at the Brook House College Football Academy in Leicestershire and was taken to a hospital where he died Tuesday. The school also confirmed his death. This is VOA News. The European Union is turning up the pressure on Russia, proposing a 10th Russia sanctions package. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen outlined the three-point plan Wednesday, which includes, among other things, further restricting the export of dual-use goods and advanced tech goods.
We now have in place the toughest sanctions ever introduced by the European Union. And we have to ensure that they are strictly applied. Therefore, our 10th package introduces new measures to prevent circumvention.
Ukrainian air defense reported that six enemy balloons were detected in the sky over Kyiv and more in the Kyiv region. Anna Chernikova spoke with our Flashpoint Ukraine program with what she knows from there.
The officials explained that this type of balloons are basically it's intelligence balloons, and Russian forces are using this kind of equipment to, first of all, for intelligence purposes, and secondly, to detect where Ukrainian air defense is located.
The White House says the three unidentified aerial objects shot down in the past week over the United States were likely benign, drawing a distinction between them and a massive Chinese balloon that earlier traversed the U.S. with a suspected goal of surveillance. A U.S. fighter jet shot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of the U.S. state of South Carolina February 4th. China on Wednesday vowed to take countermeasures against U.S. entities after Washington blacklisted six Chinese entities for their involvement in Beijing's suspected surveillance balloon programs. At a daily news briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin accused the U.S. of escalating the situation by targeting the balloon with force, despite China's repeated explanation that it was entirely unintended and an accidental incident. Justice Department prosecutors investigating the mishandling of classified documents at Donald Trump's Florida estate are seeking to pierce the attorney-client privilege. They again want to question one of the former president's lawyers before a grand jury, a person familiar with the matter said Tuesday night. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to fight a subpoena by the special counsel overseeing the investigation into efforts by former President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election, according to people familiar with his thinking. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA. One.